If you like fat guys talking about general interest topics, you're in luck. It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Yo.
Out of this world.
No, I never found it here. Everything's working. Alright, well, we're set up finally. Alright, finally Charles the Contractor got our booth all set up here.
After days and days of taking it down and then putting it back up.
Down and up. Down and up.
We're still here. We're still in Casablanca.
Still in Casablanca. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churns Rye Speech was so popular.
Oh.
The word of mouth was so strong.
You should have heard it.
It was held over all week.
Mm-hmm.
And until finally we're here. We're at a summer camp. And it's for, I think, like, reform school dropouts.
Mm-hmm.
And they all look old, don't they? They look 25, all the campers.
Yeah.
They look old. But we're here.
Like they're all right.
Yeah, and I think, you know, they're going to... Mrs. Potter Butter Buttertrunch, she's going to give a rye speech to these young people, so mm-hmm. they'll know also about the virtues of rye and, you know, just how great it is.
I heard her saying, reform with rye.
What a good slogan.
Just, yeah.
She's a sloganeer.
She is. She coined it. Cliff, this is a beautiful camp, and I'm so happy. This is such a wonderful place to be this time of year, at a camp. I didn't think we'd ever get to do something like this far from Busheltown.
It's beautiful. Look at the way the sun ripples off the lake over there.
And the leaves, the fall foliage is starting to fall a little bit. It's still
Kendall,
a little warm.
That tree is just dead.
Oh.
See how the other ones are green?
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. You had me there.
You had me at hello.
No, this camp is Dick a Booby.
I thought it was Dick a Booty. That's the only reason I signed up to come here.
Dick a Booby, Cliff. Dick That's the only reason I signed up to come here.
Oh.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
Oh.
Ooh.
What did he call it? Hot dogging?
Hot dogging. I
don't know. Is that it?
Hot dogging.
Where you have your Frankfurter. You're dick amongst the boobies.
Oh, you're what dick a booby is.
Is that? No, oh, I don't know. We'll talk about it. I'll discuss it at the break.
This is way too over my head, Cliff. This is just a beautiful setting, boys.
Oh, it's lovely, girl.
We were just talking about how beautiful it is. The water rippling.
Oh, the water's rippling over there. Those trees are swaying in the breeze.
Mr. Stoutbottom, I was just sitting by the lake earlier, dear. We were just kind of meditating with the water rippling on the waves. It's such a wonderful experience.
It was remarkable, Sugarlump. It felt like the glory of the Lord was shining down upon
us. You could almost hear his voice, dear.
I feel like I heard an angel choir.
Well, I'm so glad you guys are having such a wonderful
that
time
is
here.
Nice.
So what are you? And you're doing another rye speech.
Are
here.
You set it? Were you set up like over in the mess hall? Or?
Yes, dear. Right out in front of the mess hall, actually.
Oh, okay.
Dear. There wasn't enough room for everyone to hear the words of the rye, dear. So we set it out in this beautiful atmosphere.
You know, she needs a huge audience, many chairs, because this rye speech, everyone in Casablanca just couldn't stop talking about it, boys.
They're coming from miles around.
Oh, well, that's
wonderful. We're so proud of you.
Oh, girl, you're the toast of Casablanca.
Oh, my goodness, dear. Please, I'm blushing, dear.
Oh, well, you must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. And rye is just a rye.
It's more than rye, dear.
Oh, it's a wonderful, glorious bounty of the Lord.
It's a wonderful crop, dear.
Of course.
So, well, all right. Well, it looks like Charles is motioning y'all over there to do a mic test on your podium.
Charles, I said to set the speakers up facing the other person.
You need to face them. The audience,
oh, well, they shouldn't have put Charles in charge.
Oh, God. Kendall quit reminding me of Scott Baio.
I'm sorry.
Kendall, this is a show about medals.
Oh, it is. Metal.
You love medals.
Oh, I love it. I love metal. It supports our heavy girths.
Oh, amen.
And if this booth didn't have metal in it, we wouldn't be standing here.
Imagine if we had a booth made out of cloth.
Well, it could be made out of wood.
Yeah, we'd warp it.
Or too warped inside the booth.
Kendall, metals are primarily shiny, hard solids that are good conductors of heat and electricity. Did you know this?
I did know that. I'm a metallologist. Do you know where the word metal comes from, Cliff?
Comes from the dictionary.
Well, no, it was put there. It comes from metallon, from the Greek word. It means quarry, mine, or excavate.
Metallon? I thought that was a 6-foot-tall dinosaur. No, Kendall, metals form positively charged ions. Did you know this?
No, I need some positively charged ions.
Don't we all? Listeners, please charge your ions positively. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That's through the loss of electrons. I could use a to lose a few electrons.
We could use to lose electrons and to get some positive.
Oh my God, Kendall, I had to go to the doctor the other day in Casablanca. I had to just run in because I couldn't get Dr. Blathers back in Bushelltown to answer my FaceTimes. I think he dropped his phone in the sewer again.
Oh God.
So, but anyway, I went here for a quick check-in. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, first thing I had to do. Step on the scale.
Oh, no.
Step on the scale.
Can I just give you the number?
And I, of course, when I stepped on, I looked up at the ceiling. Became very interested in the tiles. But I happened to glance down at the number, and I thought, are they trying to guess my zip code? Because...
Why are the 6 digits?
I was like, well, you're close, but... Oh, my God. It was just the most horrifying experience.
Oh, I hate that. I don't know why they do that anymore. Nobody wants to see it. It's always incorrect because you have 40 pounds of clothes on, or at least that's what I like to think.
At least 40 pounds of clothes I was wearing today.
It just, by 80. The time you weigh at the doctor, you need more drugs than when you got there.
Oh, my God.
Because you think you're way heavier than you are.
Oh, man.
Or it's the right number. I don't know. Cliff, you know 75% of all the chemical elements are metals.
Are you
not made
kidding
of metal. They are metals.
They are metals.
They are metals.
Shit. So speaking of a very specific metal, one of the best metals, if you ask me, platinum. Do you love it?
Oh, you know, when I say what metal I love, it's platinum.
Well, platinum, you know, one of the reasons I love it is because it's just so dense and malleable. Isn't that wonderful?
That's the same reason you love me. That's, you know, I'm dense and malleable.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Kendall, I've always said you were a platinum level member.
I prefer good old gold.
Gold. Oh, yeah. I find gold too gaudy.
Well, it's a little gauche. Big, huge amounts, yeah.
Big, huge amounts. Big gold porta potties.
Unless it's bars, then give me all.
Get bars. I mean, that could be useful. You could build something with those gold bars.
Yeah, build an empire.
Build an empire. Oh. Oh, whoa. Oh, my. Did you see these teens? They're so excited for the rye speech. Oh, they're cheering already.
Oh, Miss Number, they are not cheering.
What is it then if they're not cheering?
I don't even want to say what that is. And, you know when kids get kind of excited and aroused around each other and they have fun?
Oh, my God. Kendall, I don't know what Kendall is talking about.
My goodness, dear, did you see those children over there?
Oh, look at those two. Why, they're playing leapfrog in their swimsuits.
Oh, my God. Oh,
be careful. Don't break it.
My goodness.
But maybe, I don't know. I feel like we've gone through some sort of wormhole.
When we were kids, we weren't like this.
We were too fat to be like that.
We stayed at home.
We were too fat to go out. Not skinny enough to skinny dip. Kendall, what is your favorite metal?
Splash. Let's see. Iron.
Iron? Why?
No. I changed my mind. Aluminum.
Oh, you fickle metal lover.
I'm a fickle metalist.
Aluminum. Because of the foil?
Well, no. I like that it's really lightweight.
Yeah.
But strong.
I like how people in Britain say aluminium.
Well, and that's the second reason I love it, because you can say aluminium.
Aluminium.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well,
love it.
My favorite is, of course, uranium.
Uranium.
Yeah, uranium.
But it's so radioactive.
Oh, it's a silvery white metal, though. Like the moon silvery at white. Night.
Like silver fox.
Yeah, it's like the moon. And it's found in row 7 of the periodic table. Did you know
that? Good old row 7. That's my favorite row.
Yeah. Its number is 92 on the periodic table.
Oh, my gosh. That just reminds me of chemistry in college.
Oh, God. Did you take chemistry in college?
I don't know why. I had to for some reason the first year, and I was like, I did horrible. I was like, I don't want to know anything about chemistry.
Oh, God. I took chemistry in high school, and my best friend and I, Amanda, she and I, we took no notes of the class, but we kept a notebook of stupid, hilarious things that people in the class said.
Well, that's the more important thing that's going to stick with you.
Which is why the only thing that's come into my mind is when our teacher said the periodic table is your paddle. And I don't know why she said it, but she did.
But it's so, written down in the book.
It was in the book.
Oh my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Well, what's your favorite metal? Did you already say?
Uranium.
Oh, that's right. That's what you were just saying.
Because it's number 92.
Good old 92.
Yeah.
Well, okay. What's your least favorite metal?
Oh, Kendall, my God. I hate to even bring it up. Don't you hate lead?
Oh, I do. It will poison
it's
you.
Poison.
It's poison.
Oh, it's awful. I hate
what, that
what it's...
What was that just rolled by the booth?
Oh, it looked like some sort of... Was that a ball? A hairy ball.
Are they playing now?
I don't know. I don't want to know. But okay. but let me tell you why I hate lead so much.
Please do.
Listeners have been waiting 10 years... to know what my least favorite metal is.
Well, then what's 10 more seconds?
And I think they've waited long enough. I hate it because it reminds me of me. Like everybody who hates stuff, because it's a reflection of them. Because lead is the heaviest non-radioactive element.
And
I just hate it.
Lead-free products, please. If you're sending us gifts.
Yeah, no lead.
You know what? You know, there's another metal that is very important to all of our lives.
What is that? But
me being a former person that loved to do camera work in the film industry, wanted to.
Yes.
Tungsten.
Tungsten? Who doesn't
remember
love
tungsten?
It?
Tungsten lighting?
No.
It's the thing that's in the filament in your light bulb. It burns very hot and bright, but it doesn't break.
Oh, what?
Wonderful metal.
What I think... to myself, what a wonderful metal. Kendall, are you talking to me?
You talking to me? To me? To me? Are you talking to me?
I am.
Is it happening?
I am talking to you. Kendall, can you guess the movie from this quote?
It'll be a guess.
All right, Kendall, all I have in this world are my balls and my word, and I don't break them for anybody.
The dude.
The dude.
Big Lebowski.
Well, it was a dude, but it was a dude named Scarface.
Oh, Scarface. Yeah, I was thinking of Big Lebowski. His balls were his bowling
balls.
Oh,
the
balls. You know, that's what threw me off.
Kendall, I think it's because you're thinking with your balls.
Well, I'll try to move my mental energy upwards.
Please do.
What if Annie gets another dinosaur? A mean one. I just don't think I can take that kind of rejection.
Oh, it was some kind of story about some toy.
It was a story about toys. Toy Story.
Oh, that was the name of it. Okay.
It was my acting impression.
It was so good, I felt like I was a little rubber man for a second. Kendall, don't point that gun at him. He's an unpaid intern.
Unpaid intern.
It's not the Austin and Becky story.
That's where my brain went first. I don't know. A Few Good Men.
Well, there were a few good men in this movie. It was called The Life Aquatic with Steve Sisu.
Oh, The Life Aquatic. I remembered that from a trailer, and I couldn't remember what movie it was from. Just because you own half the country doesn't mean that you have the power to run the rest of us. For 23 years, I've been dying to tell you what I thought of you, and now, well, being a Christian woman, I can't say it.
Being a Christian woman, I can't say it, is that... I'm torn. They're probably both my guesses are wrong. Is it, I'll go alphabetically. Is it It's a Wonderful Life?
No.
Is it The Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
You knew you were going to get it one way or the other.
I was hoping it was one of those.
That was good old Auntie M.
Auntie M.
Talking to old Amilra Gulch. Remember? I mean,
Elmira Gulch.
Elmira Gulch from Amilra.
You mean she bit you? Oh, she bit her dog.
She bit her dog.
She bit her dog. What a dumb. All right, Kendall, I love everything. Aren't we just living for love these days?
That was Come Cliff.
On. That was me. That was just an aside. Kendall, some motherfuckers always trying to ice skate uphill.
Ice skate uphill. Well, I'm torn between two.
Torn between two lovers on the jukebox.
Either Blades of Glory.
Uh-huh.
Or I, Tonya. Oh. I just went with the ice skate.
You know, you are so close. It, in a weird way, it was from the movie Blade.
Oh, see?
The Wesley Snipes.
I should have stopped with the first word I said.
You really should have.
As usual.
As per usual, you should have never said another word.
There's no reason to become alarmed, and we hope you'll enjoy the rest of your flight. By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
Uh-oh, is that airplane?
I really went wrong putting the word in the question. Yes, it was airplane.
It was airplane. All right, Kendall, here's mine. What is that, some kind of E.T.? No. All right, Kendall, here's my real one.
Jaws.
Jaws, that was Jaws. Kendall, to the last, I will grapple with thee. From hell's heart, I stab at thee. For hate's sake, I spit my last breath at thee.
Was that Romeo and Juliet?
That was Romeo and Juliet. That was when Leonardo DiCaprio was crawling up the lattice work to the old apartment where Juliet lived. No!
I knew it!
Kendall, that was, what was it? I forgot.
Hamlet!
I had to look back. Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan.
Was it really Star Trek? Yeah. I was like, is that Shakespeare?
You know, most people, all the Trekkies, I'm sure we'd say Star Trek is a very Shakespearean.
Yeah, I grew up as a Trekkie, so I was like, Shakespeare.
Oh, Kendall, once a Trekkie, always a Trekkie.
Oh, I gotta take a break.
I have to take a break. Now, what is going on?
No, I want to go see what's happening over there.
What's happening? Why is Mrs. Putter, but she's running over here. Oh, there's Mr. Shot, by the way.
My goodness,
Oh, no. Oh, boys, we found this large bloody knife in the kitchen.
Oh, my goodness, dear. It was terrible. And there's blood all over the crock pot as well, dear.
Oh, the crock pot. Oh, it was too brutal to look at, Bo.
Well, the crock pot? Well,
crock pot the person or the crock pot
no,
the pot?
Dear, the pot, dear. But you know who was always using the crock pot, dear? It must
it's
be.
Crock pot.
And we haven't seen her, dear. We haven't seen her in a couple of hours, dear.
Where could she be, girl?
Well, we're just going on break. We'll come help you
look
for her.
Yeah, let's go look for her.
I'll start in the mess hall.
Crockpot.
Hey, don't shit yourself. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
It's camping season, and Mickey's Surplus has everything you need. Cabin, dome, and pop tents. Cookware and utensils, sleeping bags and backpacks. A full line of Coleman products, including stoves, lanterns, jugs, and coolers, all in stock. At Mickey's, everything is discounted every day. And don't forget, Mickey's also stocks a full line of fishing gear and military surplus, too. Come to Mickey's Surplus and save money on camping, fishing, and surplus supplies today.
They're large, in charge, and in they're about to barge. Here are Cliff and Kendall.
This is terrifying.
Oh my goodness.
Where could Crockpot be?
It's every look. I'm sure she's fine.
She's probably off journaling somewhere.
But did you see the blood, dear?
Oh, it was everywhere.
Well, I did see it in the kitchen. It was on the crock pot. It was on the knife. You were correct. Yes, dear, but there was more. There was more. We saw more blood in the bunkhouse, dear. There was blood leading up to one of the beds, dear.
It was all over the floor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Does that mean, was one of the children killed? One of the teens?
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
No, dear, I think they're all fine. They're all down at the shower. We passed them. They're all taking a shower at once for some reason.
Yeah, well, there's safety in numbers, dear.
Yes, dear, that's right.
I don't know. We're just going to have to go on and with the show, okay?
Crockpot could be out there.
Oh, she's fighting for her life.
I'm sure she's fine. Look, let's just take our mind off of it. I know the perfect thing.
What?
Hot subject.
Oh,
my goodness, dear, that's terrible. Just a few hot subjects.
Oh, no. Nothing too controversial about
it. No. This first thing is not controversial at all. It is hot, though.
I warn you.
Oh, my goodness, dear. I don't know if I can take this today.
Okay,
look. The first... this is a sad story, too. I'm sorry. A fire gutted the National Museum of Brazil. Did you hear about this?
I did.
It's a hot, hot subject.
Oh, Kendall, this is terrible taste.
It's a terrible story.
Oh, what a tragedy.
Many items
lost.
I say it because it's a hot subject, because it's so sad and awful, and it's something to talk about. 20 million items contained in the place. Just gone from existence.
Gone.
Isn't that terrible?
Gone.
Oh, it's awful, dear.
Well, we
start a campaign to save some money so they can get their history back.
We're just all dust in the wind.
Yes.
And one day all of our most beloved possessions will be garbage to other people. Do you know? There's people somebody else who like throw it out.
Even the doilies, dear.
Everything.
Oh, no. Never your doilies, dear. I wouldn't allow it.
We could put those in a museum.
Yes. Well, all right. On to other subjects.
It was hot.
Kendall and everybody else, a Texas student who noticed a blank wall at his local McDonald's, he made a fake advertisement and hung it in the eatery.
I saw that.
Where it went unnoticed for months.
Oh, my goodness, dear.
Oh, my. Very enterprising.
What? Dear, what? That's illegal, isn't it? Dear, hanging something on a wall?
Probably.
Well, it's funny, though.
But it was the student from the University of Houston, and he said he just wanted to boost Asian representation in the advertisement.
That's so he's doing that, dear. That's a little bit.
It's all in the name of equality. So, but anyway, he posted...
I'm loving it.
Oh, God. He posted a video showing how he and his friends, they found a McDonald's uniform that they bought at a thrift shop and disguised themselves as employees to hang the poster on the blank wall. And he shot a photo of it saying it was still there after 51 days.
Oh, 51 days?
Oh, my. Those are not very observant employees.
Or he just did a really good job with the photo.
Yeah. I say McDonald's should hire him.
Hire him.
Hire him up.
Marketing.
Marketing.
I love it. My first job I wanted to have when I was a kid was working at McDonald's because my sister worked there.
Oh, like, yeah?
Oh, it's so glamorous.
Well, it's where the fries are.
I know. Well, that's where all my favorite things were.
Oh,
toys,
yeah.
And
toys, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, do we want to have one more hot subject, or is that enough?
However many you want.
Well... There's a controversial thing happening back in Busheltown.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness, dear. Not controversial.
Nothing too controversial.
Well, I hate to say it, but it's very controversial. Sheriff Frogblast has put a crocodile from Busheltown Swamplands on the force as a deputy for the Search and Rescue Department.
Are they searching for?
Well, for people when they're trapped or something. So he's saying, this alligator can get in there and help people out. All the people are saying, no, this crocodile is going to eat the people they're searching for. And he says, no, we'll feed it before we take it there. Very controversial.
Well, I don't see anything controversial about it. I trust Sheriff Frogblast and his reasoning abilities.
He's a very good boy, dear.
He's a very good boy.
Well, maybe he could have picked a person or something, or a different species that might not eat people.
Could have picked a peck of pickled peppers.
How many would he pick?
Kendall, that's almost just too hot for me to comment on.
Too hot.
I have one final hot subject over here.
All right.
You know, back to school time, some of these places on Earth right now, and parents attending a back-to-school ceremony at a kindergarten in China, they were shocked when a pole dancer took to the stage and began to perform.
Terrible news.
They covered the children's eyes.
Well, the woman was wearing black shorts and a black crop top, and she can be seen in a video running her hands over her thighs.
Oh my god.
Before swiveling around a flagpole. Small parents, and their small children can be seen watching and standing next to the stage. A journalist wrote, "This is crazy. We're trying to get them out of there and our tuition back about their children." He alleged that a number of advertisements for a pole dancing school were at the kindergarten and speculated that the principal had been paid off to display them.
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh.
Corruption at the highest level. Such an inappropriate thing, dear.
Well.
Have that at a school.
The performance was denounced by the local education bureau, who issued a social media post warning other kindergartens against inappropriate behavior.
As if they need a warning, dear. What a terrible thing.
Terrible. Oh my. Why are all those teenagers, why are they running through this park? Oh my
goodness, dear, what's happening?
They seem very frightened by something.
What is that? Is that a person running after them, dear?
Oh, what is that in his hand? Oh my god, it's like a big bloody axe or something.
I'm sure it's just Charles or something working on something.
No, there's Charles over there behind your car.
Oh my god, what are you doing, Charles?
Oh, he's fixing your tailpipe. But oh my god, that guy with the McDonald's bag on his head, he just chopped into one of the teens.
God. Oh, there goes his head. He's just rolling down the hill.
Where's your phone, dear? Our phones. We left them in the phone bag inside the mess hall.
Oh, my goodness, Kendall, do you have your phone, dear? Well, mine, it's not working correctly.
He doesn't have, like, enough minutes.
I ran out.
We ran out.
Oh, my goodness, this is awful, dear. Why should we get help? Someone yell for Charles to go get help.
Let's go over there and hide behind the car with Charles.
Oh, my God, you guys should leave the booth. No, dear, it's safer in the car, dear. We can lock it.
Much safer. Like a locking door.
Oh, thank God the children are with this party.
Oh, amen.
Oh, my God. Well, I wish this door locked on the booth.
Well, you just move your chair over and sort of sit in front of it. He
can't get in if I'm legend.
He can't get in.
Oh, my God. Oh, there goes another teen.
Oh,
this
God.
Is awful.
Well, why was that teen? They were just hiding under those leaves. Why would they? Could have picked a better hiding place.
That's their fault.
Well, look, there was another one, but he was just standing there still like it was a T-Rex.
He can still see you if you're not moving.
It's an axe murderer with a bag on his
head. How does he see out of that bag?
I don't know. Well, you know, sometimes a cloth, you know how it's like you can't see the face, but you can see through it?
Oh, you think he like printed a cloth? Like a McDonald's bag?
We don't know what he's done.
So many mysteries.
He could have got the plans for a 3D McDonald's bag on the internet and printed it himself.
Well, at least he's running away from us. It looks like he's going toward the mess hall.
He's following those teens. Sorry, it's things you should know is what we're
going
to do.
Oh, yeah,
we
might as well do that.
Sorry.
We're here anyway.
Saw it on the list.
That's a good thought.
All right, Kendall, it's time for some things.
Bing,
some
things. Bing, gotta be upbeat about it all, even with what's happening.
Well, why not? Here's something for you.
Until the authorities get here.
This is just for you. Oh, should we call them? Are they calling?
We don't have a way to call them.
Well, somebody will call them.
Sit tight.
Kendall, what city was Lost's ill-fated oceanic flight 815 headed for when it took off from Sydney?
Los Angeles.
California. Los Angeles, the one in California.
City
you
of
are
Angels.
Right. Oh.
Cliff, what percent of the Earth's water is drinkable?
Oh, 3%.
No,
not even that much.
Just 1%.
1%?
So we should really not drink any water and let
everybody
else have some. Yeah.
Save the water, drink a Yoo-Hoo.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall, what talk show queen changed the name of her $50 million estate in Montecito, California from Terra 2 to The Promised Land?
Was that all Oprah?
That was the other us, Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah.
Oprah's on.
She had an aha moment and just changed that name.
I love her. I support her film career, but don't you miss her on the TV?
I miss her every day.
I miss her.
We all miss her. Cliff, what do goldfish lose if you keep them in a dimly lit area or without running water?
Their minds.
Well, probably that too. We haven't been able to find a way to check that, but their color.
Oh, what color do they turn?
They go like more transparent and white because they just not get enough light. And
awful.
That's terrible.
What a terrible. Well, nobody think of the goldfish. No, they won't.
Nope. Not me. I ain't got time for the goldfish.
Quick. Everybody's like, nope, we just don't have time. Kendall, what's slathered between two slices for the annual World Date Nut Bread Eating Championship?
Jam.
Oh, Kendall, you're in a jam because the answer is cream cheese.
Cream cheese? Idiots.
Oh, don't you love cream cheese?
Sometimes.
Oh, fuck you. Sometimes? I love it.
I like it okay. It's not one of my favorites. I'd rather have that jam or the something else. I like more sweet, you know.
Well, but to me, I think of cream cheese not only for bagels, which is enough, mm-hmm. but I think of it for sweet too, because I'm like frosting, cream cheese frosting.
Oh, okay. Well, now you got my attention.
And you know, there's lots of desserts where you put it in.
I was thinking too narrow-mindedly about just bagels.
God, Kendall, will you open your mind for one minute?
I'll try. Well, I got one more question for you before I open my mind.
Accept cream cheese into your heart.
Cliff, how long does it take for sunlight to reach the earth from the sun?
2 years.
You'd be waiting a long time, Cliff. Oh, shit. It only takes 8 minutes.
8 minutes?
Yeah, it's that light is so fast.
Is that why that's the length of time that you're supposed to, like, ride a rodeo horse?
They're like, well, 8 minutes, how long?
That's 8 seconds.
Yeah, that's 8 seconds. If you're an 8-minute bull rider, then I think you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's you're we good.
Know, you know what we're saying.
You're doing good if you're riding a bull for 8 minutes. That's really good.
You're a world champion.
What a champ. Oh my God, there's Charles the Contractor. Why is he going over to the snack machine?
Charles, don't you know?
This is no time. There's an axe murderer. Oh my God, the axe murderer just chopped out. He just chopped Charles the Contractor's head clean off. Oh, no, kid, this is a tragedy.
What, Charles?
Oh, I've seen so few people decapitated right in front of me. This is really shocking.
Well, we just saw three.
Well, I said a few. This is one of a few.
Kids, run. What are you doing? He's coming. Oh, my God. Oh, there go 10 more.
Oh, my God.
How many kids are there? This rock tour is really losing its mind.
I don't know. It's hard to count now because they're in pieces.
Wait, where's Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn? Mrs. Tom Bottom? Mrs. Charles is dead.
Where are you?
Oh, please move over, Kendall, so I can get in there. Oh, I'm sorry.
Look at what I found, Kendall Boy. It's Crockpot's arm.
Oh, my goodness, it's terrible. Look how beautiful her fingernails were just before she got her arm chopped off.
I just paid for that manicure just yesterday, girl.
Get her fingers out of my face. What are you doing? Oh, my gosh. Throw it out of the booth.
No, quit using it as a back scratcher. That's
gosh.
Oh, sorry about that, girl.
Well, when you've got a scratch, dear.
You guy, you must scratch it.
There's no time for that.
Oh, my. Sugarlum, we've got to make a break for it. We've got to go use the payphone behind the tennis court.
Oh, my goodness, I forgot about the payphone, dear. Yes, you're right. Does anyone have any change?
Oh, I left some change in my change purse in the car.
Oh, yes, dear. Well, run for the car, dear.
Run for the car and then to the phone.
All right, are you ready, dear? One, two, three. This way, dear, this way. Oh my God! Should we leave? What?
I don't know. They didn't ask us. Well, they're gonna call. Maybe they feel like we're in the booth. We're safe.
They're gonna be our heroes.
Yeah, they'll get to the phone.
Oh my God! Run faster, Mr. Snodbottom.
Run faster!
Oh my God! He's catching up to them.
Oh no! Where did he even come from? Oh shit!
Oh my God, Mr. Snodbottom! Oh, he just decapitated Mr. Snodbottom.
Oh my God! Now he's axing him in the ass.
Oh my God! He's still losing his bowels.
His bowels are still going. Oh shit!
Oh my God, Mr. Snodbottom is on his back. She's like trying to bring him down.
Oh,
hit him,
my
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. Hit him!
Hit him with your purse! Your purse!
Oh my God! She's gonna.
Oh no. My God! He cut her in half at the waist. How did that even happen?
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Now his turn looking at us.
Oh my God. No. Where's your...
No.
Cliff,
No.
I'm running for it. I'm going.
No.
I'm going.
No, you gotta stay in the booth. No, I'm staying in the booth. Oh my God. Oh my God. No. Kendall, wake up. We have to go do a show.
Oh my God.
What are you? You fell asleep on this pile of laundry.
Oh my God, I'm even more sweaty than normal.
Oh, ooh. What happened?
Oh, hold on. I left this chip here. Oh, I had the worst dream. I dreamt we were at this horrible, like, camp, like Dick a Boo Boo or something.
Oh, and Dick a Booty?
Dick a Booby. Dick a Booby.
Dick a huh?
And it was terrible. All these people were getting murdered, and you died, and I died, and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn died, and Mr. Snodbottom died.
What?
Oh, my God. It was horrible.
That is awful.
Oh, that gave me such a headache. I need some, like, a big breakfast or something.
Oh, my God. Oh, sorry. Who's that knocking at the door? I'll get it. You hold on. Oh my God,
it's
a chainsaw killer!
Oh my God, Cliff, wake up! Cliff, you're throwing your arms all over the place. I'm trying to write on my computer.
I fell asleep. I was trying to watch this Mama's Family translated into African. Like, this African language I don't even know the name of.
I told you not to watch that before you go to bed. It gave you nightmares.
Oh, it gave me nightmares. I think, oh, also that expired cream cheese that I ate.
Oh.
Just with a spoon.
I hate cream cheese.
Oh, it's so good, you idiot. F*** you.
Don't you like stuff sweeter, though? Who is that?
I do like it sweet, but you put, I mean, it's like the frosting.
Do you smell that?
Is that you?
No, not the normal smells. It smells like gasoline or something.
That is, or like the, yeah, it's some kind of gas.
What has Charles been doing in here?
I'll light one of these pumpkin candles over here.
We need to get a better...
All right, hold on. Kendall, wake up.
Kendall, we
have to go to a show about pumpkin spice.
Oh, my God. Thank God it's not cream cheese.
Oh, cream cheese. I have to go get some. You have to remind me to put that on my list. I love cream cheese.
Oh, God. I've had enough terrible nightmares for when I dreamed. I had a dream where, like, at this camp and everybody was getting murdered.
What?
Yeah, and then I woke up and then there was, like, a chainsaw murder guy and then...
You should never have watched all those commercials on YouTube for the old horror movies.
I know, but they're just so... They remind me of childhood and happier times.
And when your childhood was filled with... chainsaw killers.
Wait a minute. I don't trust this. I don't trust this. I've woken up and things have happened. I think I'm still dreaming.
No, Kendall, hold on.
Oh, ow. Cliff, now, ow.
See, you're awake.
I can still feel slaps in my dream. Ow.
We have to go to a show about pumpkin spice.
Oh, my
Come
God.
On.
Okay.
They're waiting at the right thing. Come on.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.